KQ Talk Radio done right.
Who won the debate last night? Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, will weigh in coming up in just a couple minutes. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Vegas Golden Knights ended a tough stretch in their schedule that saw them play 8 of the last 9 games on the road. The defending Stanley Cup champions put it all together last night, scoring and a solid defense to down the Vancouver Canucks 4-1. The Knights return to the Fortress tomorrow night against the Washington Capitals. UNLV football will play the biggest game in the program's history tomorrow. The Rebels finished the regular season in a 3-way tie for the best record in the conference, and they'll take on Boise State in the Mountain West Championship game. The Broncos are 2.5-point favorites. Kickoff at noon tomorrow at Allegiant Stadium. UNLV men's basketball has a break in their schedule. They'll be back on the court next Wednesday in Ohio against the Dayton Flyers.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Relatively speaking, been a pretty easygoing commute this Friday morning. No accidents being reported on the freeways right now, though in the Southwest Beltway, watch for Nevada State Police off to the side with another vehicle there on the Beltway. 215 eastbound side before Durango, it's off to the side. West side hit and run at Tropicana and Decatur being cleared away. Should be a great-looking weekend in the valley weather-wise. Mostly sunny and clear. Cool temperatures hitting 60 degrees each afternoon. We'll see a bit of a warm-up early next week. Could be 70 by Tuesday. It's currently 46 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A week ago Monday, he was in the host chair. We're talking about Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member. He was a guest earlier on the show. I asked him what he thought of the gubernatorial debate last night, and I asked him who won it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I think the American public won the debate, and I always say the devil went down to Georgia, and Gavin Newsom is the devil because he's like a used car salesman. He had... All he did was just bloviate of nothing, and there was no substances, no data to back his data up when they brought the data up on the screen, because you can't lie about data, Kevin. And it seems like these Democrats, and I, you know, guess what? They don't want to tell the truth, and it's based on results, sometimes often harsh but always fair. Was I impressed with Ron DeSantis? I think he could have been a little bit better. You got to critique somebody. Do I think he's ready for prime time? I don't think so. Would I love to see Trump in next to Gavin Newsom? That would have been a show and a half. I had a problem with Sean Hannity because every time that Sean gets in front of Gavin Newsom, it seems like he has that leash and he walks Sean Hannity around, and Sean doesn't have control of the conversation. And I think you know as well as I do, when you're doing this stuff, you have to have control, Kevin, right?
Well, indeed, I thought the debate was great. I didn't like that Gavin Newsom didn't seem to have any answers. We're going to give the listeners an opportunity to hear a great example of how he asked not once, not twice, not three times about the mass migration. And Gavin Newsom just refused to answer. He just would not answer the question. And I found that on every issue, this seemed to be the pattern, that he just would not answer the question. He'd answer another question. He does what politicians always do, and that is answer another question. If you don't want to answer this question, answer another question.
Correct, and that's why Sean Hannity needed to hold him to his feet, the fire to the feet, because he didn't. And it was, and we talked about abortion also. He never answered the abortion question, Kevin.
Yeah, and that's you know that's going to be an issue coming up. I mean, it's definitely going to be an issue in 2024, and in the Republican Party, it's probably going to be an issue in the June primary as well. Let me just ask you, the big winners, the big losers. In my view, the big winner was Ron DeSantis, because now people can say, here is somebody other than Trump that can battle against Democrats. That's a good thing. The big loser, to me, was Gavin Newsom. I was blown away by the Democrats looking for a plan B. If not Joe Biden, then who? And I got to tell you, Gavin Newsom had a blow up in his face. I mean, in my view, he was if this is the best that the Dems have to offer, then gosh, that's going to be difficult.
They're in trouble because, again, look at the economy. They say inflation's down. Well, ask anybody on the street. When you go to the grocery store, you're still paying a lot of money. The average person right now, a hardworking American citizen, in the last 2 years, $11,000 a year more when Biden has been in office. $11,000 more a year that they're spending on their family. That's the average family. And yet Bidenomics, I call it liar-nomics, because they're lying about the economic situation in America. You can't keep spending money that you don't have and expect us, the taxpayers, to pay for it. And it's failed systems, Kevin. Failed systems.
I want to get down to the issue that I know you talked about, and that is school violence and violence in and around our schools. I know a year or so ago we thought we addressed this, and then they came up with new guidelines. What is going on in the Clark County School District right now relative to school violence, violence near our schools, in our schools? What is going on, and can you give me a sense of where we are on that subject?
I don't think they're doing enough for school violence. And the bottom line is it's called that social-emotional network of our children and families that attend the Clark County School District. And, you know, our state needs to jump in a little bit more and be more proactive because, again, we have bullying laws that we don't have teeth on. And that's one of the biggest problems. And like you said, we don't have enough cameras. You don't have enough officers to staff these over 400 schools that we have. Again, Kevin, they're putting their head in the sand. And look what happened. A student, a kid, was killed. Stomp to death. How sad is that? And you don't hear any assembly person or any senator or any politician. You got to go, what the heck is the problem that we are having? I mean, when people are flying off the handle at a moment's notice, and this is sad, it's the family. And if we're not going to address it, we're still going to have the problem, Kevin.
That's Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board of Trustee member, and now a candidate. He announced on our show
State Assembly bid in District 42. We'll have more on that coming up as we move along. A lot of people always ask me about this time of the week. They say, what do you have for the weekend? And I always say, I don't know. This is one of the weekends where I do know, because tonight I'm going to be at the Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. Prosperity is possible end of the year gala. Going to get dressed up and look all fancy. I'm really looking forward to that. I hope you have a great weekend. Good luck to UNLV. Let's see if the Golden Knights can make it two in a row as they take on the Washington Capitals tomorrow night. Till we join you Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your weekend right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Bill O'Reilly News and Comment. And then Clay and Buck at 9:05 coming up next.
Time. Lawyers talk about all their experience. Many years of experience, experience with the insurance companies, and experience in the courtroom. But what you don't hear much is about the results. At Learn & Row, we're proud of our results because that's how we measure our success. We've helped over 150,000 people recover billions of dollars, with over $1 billion just in the last 5 years alone. When you want results, call Learner & Row.
Learner & Row is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they are our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting NevadaPolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is mein Key. And there is only one place I trust with Meineke. Meineke Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. And Meineke.
and American cheese!
Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, December 1st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. It's the white lung pop. Highest ever foreign-born. Rand Paul saves a life. The Trump counter to the debate. And the first mission to the moon in over 50 years. It's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, doctors in Ohio and Massachusetts are saying there's been a spike in child pneumonia cases. 142 cases in Cincinnati. Specifically, it's being called the white lung. This technically somehow meets the Ohio Department of Health's definition of an outbreak. Ever since COVID, of course, everyone's all jittery about everything. But neither of these outbreaks are from a novel pathogen, and not all of the pneumonia cases are being caused by the same infection. It's just winter. Kids get sick. But we see China with people dressed in hazmat suits spraying down the city streets with chemicals like March 2020, and we think we got to do again what China did. A doctor at Johns Hopkins said, "I would caution against extrapolating one Ohio county to a country of 330 million people." The foreign-born population in America hits 49.5 million people, the largest ever in American history. This has increased by 4.5 million since Joe Biden took office. The Biden administration has added more immigrants to the nation's population than the annual number of U.S. births in under 3 years. So 1 year of birth, 2.5 years of foreign-born growth. Rand Paul saved a life. His fellow senator, Joni Ernst from Ohio, started choking at a closed-door lunch. Every Senate luncheon is hosted by a different senator, and they showcase the local delicacies from that state. And this lunch was hosted by Iowa. Steak provided by the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. And the host, Joni Ernst, was choking. So Rand Paul did the Heimlich. She later wrote on Twitter, "I can't help but choke on the woke policies that Dems are forcing down our throats. Thanks, Dr. Rand Paul." There's a Republican debate again next week for some reason. During the first debate, Donald Trump did an interview with Tucker Carlson. The second debate, he went to a car part factory in Michigan. The third debate, he held a rally in a Miami suburb nearby. And this fourth debate, he will be hosting a closed door fundraiser in Florida. The remaining candidates are Chris Christie, Vivek, Nikki Haley, and Ron DeSantis. More than 50 years since we last landed on the moon, the U.S. will again try to land on it January 25th. This time a private company, a first. Astrobotic. They'll be dropping off equipment for the NASA's Artemis manned missions, which are scheduled for December 2025. I'm Mike Slater. The great Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. Car Shield has a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that's now available to the public. Save on out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. So please call CarShield now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. 800-925-7584. For a free quote, this protection plan is at an all-time low in price. Drivers who activate the vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. So please call for your free quote, 800-925-7584, 800-925-7584. Hey, what do you have to lose? 800-925-7584.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream. the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at RonQ4U.com, paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, the television debate between Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and California's Governor Gavin Newsom is interesting. Put together by Sean Hannity, the discussion pits a successful state, Florida, against a troubled state, California. Some stats courtesy of the Wall Street Journal. Jobs in the Golden State have decreased by 85,000 since 2019. In Florida, jobs have increased by more than a million. Obviously, a huge improvement over California. Between 2019 and 22, the Sunshine State gained more than 1 million residents. California lost almost 750,000. Taxes per resident are twice as high in California as they are in Florida. And you want to buy some gasoline? You'll pay $1.20 more a gallon in the Golden State than you will in the Sunshine State. So economically, Florida, good. California, not so much. Governor Newsom is glib, will spin the data. DeSantis, not as verbally agile, but articulating his state success should not be that difficult. Doesn't really matter, because fair-minded Americans know the truth. Progressive policies hurt regular folks, no question. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Sylvia Dunleavy, Fort Worth, Texas. Why is everyone blaming Biden for the failures of our government? He isn't running the show. He's incapable of sane thought. Obama and his cohorts are to blame. Now, I know that's big on the right-wing websites, that Obama is running a shadow government. He's not. Not to say he doesn't have input. He does, particularly with Biden's staff. Biden and Obama were never buddies, okay? And certainly Jill and Michelle are not. But Obama talks to some of Biden's people, but he's not running the government. Believe me, Obama's not that stupid. Obama would never have done the open border. Obama deported a lot of migrants. Lisa Mahorny, Lexington, Kentucky. I originally agree with you on the worst president ever, James Buchanan. But now I think Biden is the worst because he's hurt more people and blood on his hands. Not even close. With all due respect, Lisa, with all due respect, the Civil War could have been averted. All right, we're talking millions of casualties here. All right, Biden is the second worst. He doesn't come close to Buchanan. Nobody does. And I'm going to write something about Buchanan, by the way. That's coming. Eva Schweswick, Princeton, New Jersey. Mr. O, why does the USA have to spend so much money on immigrants? Back in the early 80s, when I came to America, the immigrants had to rely on family, friends, churches, because the Biden administration has set up another welfare system to anybody who can sneak in here or get in here with asylum. If Trump wouldn't have done that, it's purely an administration. That's why they're doing it. And they can do it because they use money from Homeland Security and from other agencies, money that's already been allotted, to give to the migrants. It's beyond belief. In a moment, something you might not know. If you or your business is falling behind filing your tax returns, or if you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The Biden administration just unveiled an $80 billion plan to modernize the IRS and reduce the unpaid tax debt. Are you tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments? You do not have to face the IRS alone. Hire Anthem Tax Services. They can help you settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even be able to reduce your back taxes significantly. If Anthem Tax Service cannot reduce your current monthly payment with the IRS or state, or they don't put you in a better position, you might qualify for the 100% money back guarantee. please call Anthem Tax Services, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193, 800-810-9193.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Update brings you something you might not know. 59 years ago today, the nation's most powerful civil rights leader met with the head of the FBI. The 60-minute exchange was meant to heal a public rift that began 3 years earlier. Here's the story of Martin Luther King Jr. and J. Edgar Hoover. The FBI vendetta against King began in the early 1960s. Attorney General Robert Kennedy approved wiretaps over allegations Reverend King was subverting the Constitution, inciting racial violence, and promoting communism. The FBI even sent a threatening letter to King with a separate one to his wife containing records of tape recordings of the preacher having an extramarital affair. How dirty is that? Well, the note ended with a suggestion that King commit suicide to avoid a further embarrassment. The activists then demanded a sit down with the Bureau. Said J. Edgar Hoover at the time, quote, "At first I felt I shouldn't see him, then I thought he might become a martyr if I didn't." Under pressure from President Lyndon Johnson, Hoover did agree to the meeting. On December 1st, 1964, the two met in Washington. Hoover allowed Martin Luther King to speak for a few minutes, then filibustered for the rest of the hour. He ranted about Marxism, the Soviet Union, and defended the lack of minority employees at the Department of Justice. Hoover told King he understood the plight of African Americans because his chauffeur was black. The two finally agreed that the FBI played an important role in vanquishing the Ku Klux Klan from Alabama and Mississippi. And here's something else you might not know. The FBI concluded its investigation into Martin Luther King Jr. 1 week after he was assassinated. The agency's final report, quote, "At no time did we find any evidence that Dr. King was a communist," unquote. Back after this. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.